back in this building.
Yeah, I've been here enough, you know, a few times now that it doesn't have the same novelty as the first time through. But it's more on the bus and driving around the streets. Every city, you never know where you are, and here you know exactly where you are. So that's where I get the kind of the memories of flashbacks. And kids went to school, my daughter went to school across the street, and those are the things that you have memories about.
Did you have a chance to say hello to some people already today?
Yeah, caught up with a few people, and great to see them. But it's not something I do on a regular basis. So we're just continuing conversations that we have fairly regularly.
How gratifying has this surge been for you guys?
Yeah, that's a tough one because I only came in for half of it. Missed the first part, and I could just tell you that there's an intense pressure on every NHL team that certainly won in Canada. And when things aren't going the way you want, it involves your entire life. You know how you feel about yourself. There's no place to get away from it up there. So the same is true when you get it going and you start feeling a little bit good about yourself. Yeah, it's a real positive time for our group, and they've worked hard and competed real hard, so they should enjoy it.
What's the biggest thing you've tried to bring to this franchise?
Just identifying the areas of improvement that needed to happen quickly, and they jumped all over it. So watched them play a lot. Going back to coaching here and playing against Atlanta, there are just so many of the players that I knew right from their first year in the NHL, and then, again, watched them a lot this year. So we had a pretty strong idea with the staff of the areas that we needed to tackle first, and we're still at that phase. We're still at the very start of this, but as I said, the players have embraced it and done well with it.
A lot of times when there's a coaching change, there is an initial surge and then maybe it tapers off. But what about this group gives you confidence that you can maybe, you know, keep this thing going?
I don't think we've played our best hockey yet. I think there's lots of areas that we'll get better at, and some of it's through experience. And we're a very, very young team here. And they're going to, you know, players that we have in our lineup that we count on are in their first year. And they're just going to continue to get better. So there are parts of our game that we see great improvement in, and we see some real nice consistency in, and then there are other parts that we all know we can get better at.
With those young players, how important is it that you can put the teaching aspect still in the game when you come in and
You know what's nice for them is that you're not grabbing the three or four young kids and trying to teach them because everybody else. It's not that we're teaching them the game. We're teaching them the way we want to play. So everybody's going through the same learning curve, and the kids kind of then feel like they're a part of it. That and their minutes say they are, because one's, you know, rolling around 18 or 19 up front, and Truba's at the back end's over 20. So they're part of our group as regular players.
Four of your more known players didn't go today.
Yeah.
Ladd, Wheeler, Setoguchi, Enstrom. Any concern at all that they would not be options for you tomorrow?
No, my expectation is they'll all play.
Well, I know you said this is a work in progress, but when you get the initial results like this, that's got to be, for a coach, as a teacher, that's got to be great.
Yeah, it's what you've got is a really willing group. Part of it is they're young, and again, part of it is what they've gone through. They want answers. And if there's an instant feedback in the NHL every night, you know whether it worked or it didn't. So we've had a little bit of success here, so they see it working, so they've really bought into more for each other. You know, that's what this group's, they're talking on the bench now, they're starting to have a little fun at the right times on the ice in practice, but when they're going, they're still going. So a little enthusiasm with that, and that helps kind of just every day. A little stronger buy-in and real focus and practice on the things that we find are important to us.
What do you expect from the Carolina team you'll see tomorrow?
It's been one of the most aggressive teams that we've seen in terms of their schemes and their systems. And I've watched them play a fair amount just to keep up with the guys to see how they're doing. And they get on that roll. I expect them to be at the best. I think their history, and you guys can correct me, is when they've had two or three days off and been able to rest, they come out skating with a tremendous amount of jump. And I'm expecting that tomorrow night.
Played some games in Atlanta, you know, the kind of atmosphere that used to have there for the Thrashers.
Yeah.
Winnipeg a little bit different for you to...
Yeah, it's, and you know it, you've come in and sat through those games. It's a real special building, how the seats and the fans are so close, and then they're so excited to have an NHL team back. It's you know, the loudest building I've ever been in was game three of the 0-2 finals, because it was, you could barely hear it, and... certainly, if we could ever get Winnipeg into a playoff game, I think it'd be just as loud. It's a special place.
Good home ice edge there.
Yeah, it's a tough environment, and I'm saying that not from standing behind the home bench, but when we went in there as the Hurricanes, the one after we played St. Louis in overtime the night before and went up there, that building was just cooking, and we were down by five in a very short order. Always felt we had a chance to come back in that one because it was a pretty wild and loose game. So I'm expecting a whole lot of speed here tomorrow night. We're a big, fast team. They've got a lot of guys that can really skate. So it should be a great game.
Well, you've talked an awful lot since you took over about what you hear on the bench during a game. Is that, why is that important? Is that when you're kind of parachuting into a job, is that a good way to get a feel for what?
Well, you get instant feedback on what a player is thinking about and how he thinks about what's happening on the ice. Really quiet, understandably, when the new coach comes in, real quiet bench. They're listening more for what the coach is saying. And then you get into a rhythm, and then the guys open up and relax, and they start to talk. And you know, it's almost the first thing when the tide turns on you in a hockey game. You want somebody to start talking. You can't let the bench get quiet. There's more communication on the bench now. They're starting to call the things that maybe in the first five games we did as coaches, things that we're looking for. The players start calling that. That's when you get the end. They know what you're looking for and what we want to be doing.
Paul, this team's really struggled to find balance throughout the 3 years. Now they've found it. And what's it meant to have that balance scoring and guys pushing each other?
It makes run on the bench a lot different for me when you're not trying to find a place for your first line to go out and play against and you're looking for a break. When you've got three lines that can score and we have our balance, you know, you look at the stat sheet, our first three scorers are each on a different line. And then go down the next three, and the next three offensive players are all on a different line, so it spreads that out, lets you run the bench a lot differently. When we get to, and we're still working on, a comfort level defensively with each line, that we know what we're going to get, then you can almost just roll and not worry about the forward matchup. When we went into Anaheim and went into San Jose, you know, Scheifele's playing against Getzlaff and he's playing against Thornton. That's a big handle and did well with it. So when we get that with all three lines really getting their own end sorted, we'll be able to kind of change the way we run the bench and then try to exploit more things.